February 1st, Josh McDowell.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
For more than 50 years, Josh has brought instruction and encouragement to youth, families, churches, leaders, and individuals. He's an everyday language man who helps prepare people for the life of faith and the work of the ministry. Josh has delivered about 27,200 talks to more than 25,200,000 people in 126 countries. On this date, in 2016, Josh published The Beauty of Intolerance. In fact, he has also written or co-authored 151 books. World Magazine named Josh's book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, one of the 20th century's top 40 books. But Josh wasn't always on the top. Here's his story.
A broken home without a godly father is not the end of the story if we allow God to lead us into the future He has designed for us. One night during a church service, Josh McDowell shared his testimony. Growing up, my father was the town drunk. I'd go to school and my friends would make jokes about my dad downtown in the gutter, making a fool of himself. He went on to tell the church congregation how his father's alcohol habit had wreaked havoc on his family throughout his entire childhood. We lived on a farm, and I'd go out to the barn and I would see my mother, whom I loved very much, lying in the manure in the gutter behind the cows, where my father had yanked the air hose off the pipelines and just beat my mother until she was so weak and bloody she couldn't stand up. Josh continued, describing the memory of his 8-year-old fist balled up and pounding on his drunk father as hard as he could, as he shouted, "When I'm strong enough, I'll kill you." All I ever wanted as a kid was for my father to quit hurting my mother, and I couldn't stop it, Josh said. He recalled arriving home one evening as a high school senior whose graduation was just weeks away. As he stepped into the heaviness of their home, he could hear his mother weeping in her own bedroom, and he ran to her bedside. She was lying in her bed, her head on a tear-stained pillow. "Son, your father has broken my heart," she said, as tears of despair rolled down her weary face. "I have lost the will to live. All I want to do is live until you graduate, and then I just want to die." 61 days later, Josh graduated from high school, and the following Friday, his mother passed away. Josh told the congregation, "My mother died of a broken heart, and my father broke it, and I hated him for it." After decades of tragedy, Josh slammed the door of his heart on God and hated his father for the indescribable pain he had caused. "Whether God existed or not, I couldn't care less," he said. But on December 19, 1959, God the Father broke into Josh's bitter heart when a college friend told him about Jesus and what he was like. "It changed my life," Josh said. "Within 6 months to a year, my entire life was transformed." Not long after, Josh was in a serious car accident, and he had to stay with his father. While still strapped to his bed, the ambulance dropped him off. His father walked into the room. "Every muscle in my body tightened," Josh said. As Josh's dad paced back and forth next to his bed, Josh noticed two things. His dad was sober, and he was crying. Two things Josh had never seen from his father his entire life. His father leaned over Josh's bed, tears of regret falling onto Josh's face, and he said, "Son, how can you love a father such as I?" Josh replied, "Dad, 6 months ago I hated you. I despised you. But I have come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and I have learned one thing, that God became a man, and his name is Jesus, and he is passionate about a personal relationship with you. That night, at his son's bedside, his father, the town drunk, became a fool for Christ. And over the remaining 14 months of Josh's father's life, he introduced more than 100 other people to Jesus. As Josh shared these words, the congregation erupted in applause. As it says in Psalms 103, 2 through 4, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion." In many families, there is an imperfect story that has caused pain and sorrow. Is there anything from your family that is holding you back in your relationship with God? Today, are you willing to ask God to heal your broken heart and lead you into the future he has designed for you? A broken home without a godly father does not have to be the end of your story.
Hello, friends. I want to welcome you to our daily challenge today. You just heard a story that is really hard to swallow. Hard to swallow on a lot of levels. And I want to speak today specifically and appeal to those followers, those listeners that can relate to this story. Maybe you grew up in an abusive situation where you saw this as the story described. Maybe you were the recipient of that abuse. It would be hard to imagine having to live through what Josh lived through. What's so incredible to me about a story like this is what God was able to do in redeeming the pain. There was a lot of loss that he experienced and certainly a lot of pain, but God was able to redeem it. My name is Blake Maddox. I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men, and these stories never cease to not only challenge me, but make me reflect on the world that we live in, that is a broken world without Christ. This story gives me a lot of hope for those that maybe have experienced this. And for those of you that are living this right now, take Josh's advice and surrender all of that pain and all that you've gone through to Christ and let him heal, let him restore, and let him do what only he can do. My prayer for you is that God will redeem that and that he will use it in amazing ways. I'm going to pray as we close today. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would minister to the broken, that you would minister to those that are without hope, that you would minister to those, Father, that have experienced loss and grief and unbelievable pain like most of us will never have to experience, and that, God, you will do what only you can do and bring healing and restoration. God bless you. Thank you for following.